This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Today we continue our series, which is looking at the man, looking at the country, and looking at the relationship we have with our neighbour. We have on the line with us Tan Sri Rasta Muhammad Isa, the chairman and CEO of the Institute of Strategic and International Studies. Now, Tan Sri Rastam has spent more than 36 years in the Malaysian diplomatic service, which includes a tenure as ambassador to the Republic of Indonesia. Good morning, Tan Sri.
Good morning.
Now, should we read anything into the fact that Jokowi has chosen Malaysia as his first state visit as president?
Well, I think it's an honor, certainly, for him to visit Malaysia first. But I think the reason is pretty obvious. One, Malaysia is a close neighbor. And secondly, Malaysia is now in the chair of ASEAN. And obviously, there are also many things that I'm sure he would like to discuss with our Prime Minister.
Right. And what are some of those issues, Tan Sri, that you think will be discussed during this visit?
Well, I believe there are the usual bilateral issues that continue to crop up from time to time that need to be resolved. Issues such as the presence of Indonesian workers in Malaysia, the treatment of workers in Malaysia, and so on and so forth, and the question of recruitment and all that. But there are also other issues such as trade. I'm sure the two leaders would be interested to talk about that, given that trade has increased quite a lot over the last 10 years between Malaysia and Indonesia. The question of investment, as we know, there are quite a number of Malaysian companies investing in Indonesia. And I'm sure we are also interested in looking at the possibility of Indonesian companies investing in Malaysia. But more importantly, I think there are also issues of security, issues relating to maritime boundaries between the two countries that need to be resolved.
Well, going back to the labour issues, now that's a thorny topic that both countries have to discuss. Do you think that that controversial robot vacuum cleaner ad will mar these talks?
No, I don't think it should. It's just something that came up. It's an act of an individual or individuals or a company that shouldn't reflect the attitude of Malaysians or the Malaysian government. So I think the Indonesian side has probably understood this, because from what I've read, according to the embassy here, they're going to take legal action against that particular company.
That's true. What about the border disputes that we've had decades long now with our neighbour? Do you think anything concrete will come out from this visit?
I hope so. You see, as we know, President Jokowi has emphasized the need to protect the maritime borders of Indonesia, the fact that Indonesia is an archipelagic state, and so on and so forth. And obviously, then among the issues that I suppose he wants to tackle is to ensure that the borders between Indonesia and its neighbors, including Malaysia, Singapore, the Philippines, Papua New Guinea, and then Timor-Leste, and would be fully secured. And so I hope that should give the impetus for the continuation of discussions on issues that we have with Indonesia relating to the maritime boundaries.
And some of the commentators we've spoken to, Tan Sri, they say that Malaysia is grappling with the rising status of Indonesia, that we're not quite used to seeing Indonesia as an equal or even potentially stronger than we are. Do you think Malaysia is suffering from a superiority complex over Indonesia?
No, certainly not. I don't think we are suffering a superiority complex. Neither do we have an inferiority complex. I think the fact is that Malaysia and Indonesia are two independent sovereign countries that have their own political, social, economic systems. They are close neighbors. They have to exist They have to coexist. They are interdependent. There are many commonalities. So we just have to live with that fact.
Right. We are close neighbors after all. How would you compare Indonesia's foreign policy now from when you were serving in the country?
I don't think there has been that much of a change over the last 10 years or so. But of course, like any foreign policy or like any government, the conduct of foreign policy may differ from one leader to another, from one government to another, or in terms of emphasis, in terms of focus. But I think in general, it remains the same. Indonesia is a big country in the region. More so now, since the last 10 years, it has gained greater prominence in the larger context of the global community. As we know, it is a member of the G20. It is, consulted by the major powers as well on a number of issues. So, obviously, there is the potential for a leadership role that Indonesia can play in the region.
Well, Indonesia watchers are saying that Jokowi's style of leadership is more nationalistic and he's got a pro-people policy. Is that something that Malaysia should be keeping a close eye on?
I think for a president to have his people close to his heart should not be a problem. Being nationalistic should not be a problem. But I think it becomes a problem when policies adopted and implemented reflect a disdain for things like foreign investment and things like that. And I don't think that is happening and that's going to happen, because I believe President Jokowi realizes that he needs foreign investment. He needs trading relations with his neighbors as well as others outside. Therefore, I don't think that should be a problem for us.
Right. And, from someone who has inside knowledge of what a state visit is and what it entails, can you give us an insight of what goes into arranging a state visit like this?
Well, yes, we might see that a state visit lasts only perhaps 2 to 3 days, but there's actually a lot of work involved there. Sometimes weeks or even months of planning. There are issues relating to protocol and ceremony and logistics that have to be ironed out. There are, of course, the security issues. There are, of course, the question of the substantive matters that need to be discussed or that the leaders should be discussing. So this would involved a lot of work on the part of officials, largely from the foreign ministry. And in our case, of course, the prime minister's office, and of course, on the other side, the presidential palace. And normally, for a presidential visit or a state visit, be it the visit of a president from another country to Malaysia or the visit of our Yang Di-Pertuan Agong abroad, we would have an advance party that would come to discuss all the details about the visit, because we must make sure that everything goes according to plan. We must make sure that the program should be timed right down to the last minute.
Right. Well, thank you so much for sharing some of those insights with us today. That was Tan Sri Rasta Mohamed Issa, the chairman and CEO of the Institute of Strategic and International Studies and former ambassador of Malaysia to the Republic of Indonesia. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.